AI News by Conjero.
Google's Gemma 4 is interesting because it's not just another mobile AI model. The big shift is where it runs. Text, images, and audio are processed entirely on the phone, with no cloud step in between.
Right, and that flips the usual mobile AI setup. Instead of the device sending data up to a server for the heavy lifting, the phone itself handles inference, prompt handling, and even tool orchestration.
And those tools matter. Gemma 4 can autonomously call things like Wikipedia and interactive maps, so the phone starts acting less like a passive client and more like a local execution environment.
That has obvious privacy benefits, since user data can stay on device. But the bigger shift is architectural, because latency, connectivity, and data residency stop being side issues and become core product requirements.
It also makes the system's problem a lot harder. Once a model can invoke tools, developers have to think about state, permissions, and failure handling without leaning on a cloud control plane.
Exactly. The handset now has to sequence actions against local or external utilities while still preserving the promise that data never leaves the device. That's a different engineering mindset.
And there's a budget trade-off built in here. Full local inference has to fit within memory limits, thermal headroom, battery life, and background scheduling on a phone.
So if the runtime is too heavy, users feel it through slower response times and battery drain. If it's too small, the agent becomes less useful, and the privacy pitch starts to look more like a demo than a product.
For OEMs and platform vendors, though, there's a clear appeal. Every request kept local avoids server inference costs, network round trips, and the burden of storing sensitive prompts.
But that saving shifts spending elsewhere, into silicon, software optimization, and validation. Hardware teams have to justify bigger memory footprints and more capable NPUs or similar acceleration.
The open source angle adds another layer. It could make it easier for developers to build edge-first experiences without tying everything to a proprietary API.
At the same time, it creates governance questions that cloud systems usually handle centrally. Who audits tool access, how updates get distributed, and what security model governs local agents all become harder on device.
So the real competition may be less about model quality alone, and more about orchestration quality, runtime efficiency, and trust boundaries.
And cloud AI is not going away. Bigger multimodal tasks, enterprise controls, and cross-device coordination will still favor servers. But for a lot of phone-native interactions, Gemma 4 signals a real shift toward local by default.
AI News by Conjero.